Well, I hope you got your dancing shoes on, because we're back now with our interview of those dancing fools, Don Henley and Glenn Frey of the Eagles.
Okay, the Disco Strangler.
Yes.
Look out.
How about him?
How about him?
Dig him.
Dig that dude.
Got to have them gold chains and the open shirt. Do you feel that most people that go to discos are as lost and lonely and wretched and
no.
search for attention as that is the people you paint in that song?
No.
I mean, those are some lost people. You know?
No, we think dancing is fine. You know, we think people should be like, after a hard day at work, you know, go dance it off. That's fine. But it just started becoming a national consciousness. You know, it started becoming escapism and a way of life.
It's like a hula hoops or something. Almost.
Yeah, it's like hula hoops. And the media jumped on it, and the record industry jumped on it, and everybody started making disco records and disco this and disco that. And we think it's all well and good, you know, but it just got to be too much after a while. I mean, to talk about saturation. It's become a cultural phenomenon, you know.
Who
wants to be a part of non-think?
It's become a cultural phenomenon, you know.
Who wants to be a part of non-think?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing about the Disco Strangler, you know.
Yeah.
You shouldn't live. Disco is the strangler.
You shouldn't live to dance, you know. You should dance to live. Somebody said that about eating, didn't they?
And playing.
And playing.
That's right.
Do you see disco music as like, and this is your analogy, not mine, as Nero's fiddle and people are dancing while Rome burns? Is it that bad?
It's getting there.
Yeah. It's like the music that fiddles.
Right.
It's a great analogy.
I don't think I'm the first one to make it that analogy, but...
No, Don, you're not the first one. This guy thinks everything rosy.
Whole thing.
Do you ever get any flack because some of your R&B stuff, I mean, even on One of These Nights...
That was a disco song. One of These Nights, that talk about disco, this is your department, so you ought to take it.
You know, we got letters from people saying that, you know, we'd gone disco when One of These Nights first came out. It was at the time the Spinners had just had a string of hit records. And then the disco beat was not the kick drum all the time going boom, 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 but was this thing where you alternated the tom-tom with the snare drum. So it went tsh-tat-tsh, boom, tsh-tat-tsh, boom. So they told us that One of These Nights was a disco record. And, you know, we thought about discos. Trini Lopez played in discos, and so did Johnny Rivers.
It was the Whiskey A Go-Go.
It's not a new thing. I mean, Sly Stone invented the beat, you know. I mean, Thank You for Letting Me Be Myself Again was... Everybody just ripped that off, you know. And it's not a new thing, but it's gotten a little out of control.
They lost all the songwriting talent somewhere down the pike here.
It's a producer's medium. You know, anybody can make a disco record. You can get a bunch of musicians together and go in the studio and play it, and you can sing pretty much anything you want to over it, you know, and it doesn't require any great skill.
You know, everybody will dance to express themselves and go to clubs and places where you can dance and do that. You know, that's part of your you know, experience of finding yourself and expressing yourself and meeting other people.
Demons, you got this.
One question about those shoes. You see this lady as like a willing victim or like bait to these guys, to these sharks around? This is like another look at ladies to me that's more
it's the same thing as King of Hollywood. It's about a woman who's just separated from her old man or divorced or something and trying to, a lot of that going on now. I mean, I know a lot of women who are trying to start over, you know, in their mid-30s and get their lives together again and go out and date people and get a job and hang out. And it's about this band, you know, it's about the pressure that we were under after Hotel California. It's shoes, you know, walk a mile in my shoes, you know, wearing the pants, you know, whatever.
But in here, it seems like she's asking for this particular type of response, you know, this
really?
Like insincere.
I don't know.
No, you don't think so?
I don't think so. I mean, they all want to look nice, you know.
Yeah,
but they want to look nice, but they don't want to find a meaningful relationship. But the way that they do that.
Hey, but I'm telling you, when I go out, I just want someone to talk to. You know, it doesn't, you know what I mean? They just want to get their hands on you. I mean, it can be something, I read it even more off than, you know, they're not really interested in what kind of person you are. It's just who you are that they care about. You know, I mean, that could be about anything. That could be about me meeting any male or female in a bar. You just want someone to talk to, and as soon as you tell them what you do, everything just, you know, it immediately takes a wrong turn. And
what you're saying is that somebody comes up to you in a bar, does not recognize you, it goes immediately from being Glenn to Glenn Frey of the Eagles, or...
That's just one example.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's okay. You can't deny what you do.
Yeah.
But mostly the song's about women.
Do you guys play on the same record here or something? I mean, he's telling me it's one thing, she's telling me it's another.
No,
well, good. It's all those things.
Yeah, it's all that stuff.
Tell us what you're gonna do tonight, tomorrow. There must be some place you can go. In the middle of the tall drinks and the drama. There must be someone you know. God knows you're looking good enough, but you're so smooth and the world's so rough. You might have something to lose. Oh no, pretty mama, what you gonna do in those shoes?
Felder really wrote a good track for that song. That song we used two talk boxes on. Walsh and Felder played talk boxes, and I'd never heard that done before, with singing over them. Usually talk boxes are used just for solos.
We have to explain what a talk box is at this point, I think.
Yeah, the talk box is a guitar that sounds like somebody's talking the notes while it's playing.
It's a tube.
A tube that comes up into your mouth, and then you form the sounds with your mouth and put it back out through the microphone. Walsh used it on Rocky Mountain Way, and then Frampton, of course, picked it up and used it on Do You Feel Like I Feel, or whatever that was. But Walsh used it first in rock and roll, and it was given to him by a pedal steel guitar player from Nashville named Pete Drake. In culmination of the meaning of that song, I mean, whether you're a real pretty woman or whether you're in a successful rock group, whether you're the president of the United States, if you're in any kind of position, you're in those shoes.
Someone to talk to. They just wanna get their hands on you. You get what-
the conclusion of our two-part special interview, The Eagles, in just a moment.